Let's take a look at a little farm news here for you this morning. U.S. Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue yesterday administered the oath of office to Bill Northey at the annual Iowa Ag Leaders Dinner. Until yesterday, Northey had served as the Iowa Secretary of Ag, a position he had held for more than 11 years. Northey will serve as the Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services at the U.S. Department of Ag. Secretary Perdue said that after months of waiting, I'm thrilled to finally have Bill on board at the USDA. The patience he displayed throughout the process is an indicator of what kind of steady leader he will be on our team, and we're eager for him to get to work. Bill comes to us at an important time as farm incomes are down and expected to fall further. Additionally, with work on the 2018 Farm Bill underway, Bill will play an integral role in the advice we offer to Congress. In addition to his long service as Iowa Secretary of Ag, Northey has also held positions of leadership in other ag fields. He's a former president of the National Corn Growers Association and served in state and local roles for the Iowa Farm Bureau. A fourth-generation corn and soybean farmer, he and his wife Cindy have three daughters and five grandchildren. The National Farmers Union 116th Anniversary Convention concluded yesterday following the adoption of the organization's policy book and special orders of business. Nearly 500 family farmers and ranchers convened in Kansas City, Missouri to engage in thoughtful policy deliberations and celebrate family agriculture. Delegates to the convention adopted the NFU policy book and a number of special orders of business that will guide the organization's government affairs priorities over the course of the next year, especially as they relate to the current farm economic crisis and upcoming deliberations on the Farm Bill. Delegates also re-elected Roger Johnson as NFU president and elected Patty Edelberg of Scandinavia, Wisconsin, to serve as NFU's vice president. Roger Johnson, president of the NFU, says our members put their heart and soul into this organization and into the advocacy we do for family farmers and ranchers across the country, so our grassroots policy adoption process is the main focus of our annual convention. This year's deliberations had a clear emphasis on providing meaningful support to farmers struggling against sharp decline in profitability. Delegates also passed policy and special orders of business focusing on supporting family farmers' ability to earn an honest living, protect natural resources, build up their communities, and provide for their nation. Convention attendees were treated to keynote remarks from Jason Candler, president of Let America Vote, and Art Cullen, Pulitzer Prize-winning editor of the Storm Lake Times. NFU President Roger Johnson delivered his annual State of the Farmers Union, focusing on the upcoming Farm Bill, State of the Farm Economy, and organizational priorities moving forward. Johnson also joined a panel on the opioid crisis with American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall and U.S. Department of Ag Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Haslett. Our programming provides members with the opportunity to learn more about the issues facing their operations and communities and sets the stage for how the national organization should address those issues back in Washington. Former Ag Secretary Mike Espy intends to run for the Senate seat currently held by the soon-retiring Republican Thad Cochran of Mississippi. 80-year-old Cochran will retire April 1st, saying in a statement that his health has become an ongoing challenge. Espy, a Democrat who was the first Ag Secretary in the Clinton administration, intends to run for the Senate seat. Espy was the first African-American to hold the Ag Secretary position. The Hagstrom Reports points out that Espy was indicted for receiving improper gifts in 97, but was acquitted of all charges in 1998. After resigning the USDA post amid controversies, Espy returned to Mississippi, where he worked as a lawyer. Mississippi will hold a special election in November for Cochran's Senate seat, along with normal election for other states' Senate seats. Under the export certificate recently negotiated between the countries, the U.S. can now ship pork to Paraguay. Applauding the opening of a new market, the National Pork Producers Council says Paraguay won't be a huge market for U.S. pork, but given the current trade climate, the U.S. pork industry needs all the new markets it can get. While the South American country is a modest consumer of pork, there is potential for U.S. pork export growth to its nearly 6.9 million people, who have a per capita income greater than, for example, the Philippines and Vietnam, two large pork-consuming nations. The U.S. Department of Ag last month concluded talks with its Paraguay counterparts on the export certificate, which will allow the U.S. to ship fresh, frozen, processed, and thermally processed, commercially sterile pork and pork products. That's been a look at farm news here on KLGR.